Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our love, although that was so strong.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much. That's Dale Shannon bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, Sam Norwood. Sam is one of the top financial advisors, financial thinkers of our time, especially when it comes to running a business and doing a better job of not only surviving, but also growing your business. Sam, give us your website, please.
Yeah, norwoodanalytics.com.
Norwoodanalytics.com. All right, so check that out, folks. You can find the things that Sam writes about, and of course, he joins us every month with some good ideas. We're talking about how to know when to go from being from survival to growth. How to make the conversion? How to go from being an operator where you're just where everything's an expense to being a merchant where more things are opportunities. Sam, one of the people that I talk to every month on the show is Bill Dunkelberg and his NFIB, Index of Small Business Optimism. Yeah. And the one thing that's been consistent for years now, six years, has been that small business owners do not want to borrow money.
Yeah.
You hear all these politicians saying, we've got to open up the loan gates. We've got to get these banks lending money again. All the times that they were saying that, like a bunch of idiots, like they actually knew what the heck was going on. All the times they were saying that just to invoke our name to get some kind of credit for it, which always made me mad, Sam. What they didn't realize was that I was interviewing banks who said, we got lots of money. Small business owners don't want our money. And the research proves that, but that it may start being time to change that. Now may be the time to change it. So, if we're feeling pressure on our capacity, that means we're feeling pressure on our capitalization strategy, doesn't it?
It does. If we're going to need more assets, we're going to need to have financial capital to be able to finance those assets. And here, you know, it hits not just in our capacity and our physical plant. And but also in our inventories and receivables, it's important to gear up. Now here's the lesson that that is really really important here, and it's counterintuitive, and that is, if in times when our business slows down, our cash flow increases because when we're slowing down, we're not having to reinvest as much in our working capital and fixed capital, and so the cash flow is really good. We in this slow period of extended slow growth for the past
and deleveraging. Don't forget deleveraging.
Yeah, well, we've been paying off our debts with our cash flow and so forth. Now, we need to know that when we start growing again and growing really fast, our working capital needs are going to increase. We're going to have to carry more inventory. We're going to be extending more credit to our business customers. And we need to be looking at our capacity to be able to deliver and handle our supply chain. So now is the time, with interest rates at an almost record lifetime low, to spruce up our business plan, sit down with our banker, and have this conversation and a communication of, look, our business is doing really well. Here's what I'm planning to do. Build your credibility, your credit ability with your banker now, so that when that time comes, you'll be ready and your banker will be ready to work together to be sure that you can seize the moment as it develops.
Right, exactly. And folks, don't forget, and this may be a while since you've thought about this, but as your business grows, if you're out of sync with your accounts payable and your accounts receivable by, say, 10 days, meaning you have to pay your people in 30 days, but people are paying you in 40 days. Whatever that number is that you're having to fund, that you're currently funding with your work, with your retained earnings that you've been amassing since you've been an operator, that whatever that number is, it's going to go up by whatever percent you're growing. And at some point in time, you're going to run out of the ability to fund that gap between accounts payable and accounts receivable, and that's when you're going to go cash negative. And if you haven't talked to your banker about helping you out in that period of time, you're going to be in trouble, aren't you, Sam?
That's right. You don't want to surprise yourself, and you don't want to surprise your bankers.
Nobody ever got any help out of a scared banker.
Nope.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The title of the shortest book in the world, Sam, is Loan Officer Courage.
Well, they're not paid to have much courage, but they are made to. They got plenty of cash, and they want to lend it to qualified borrowers. They need to. That's how they make
right.
their money.
NorwoodAnalytics.com is the website. Hey, Sam, good job today. Come back soon.
All right, I enjoyed it. Thanks.
Sam Norwood. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blessing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.